From the Fairbanks Museum, good afternoon and welcome to this midday edition of An Eye on the Sky. The endless summer, Indian or otherwise, continues across the VPR listening region today. After a crisp start with early morning readings ranging from some isolated upper 20s and scattered low 30s in northern cold spots, such as Island Pond at 28, Gallup Mills, Saranac Lake, New York, and Plainfield at 31, Newcomb, New York at 32, and St. Johnsbury at 33, to some mid-40s in the warmer Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys, Plattsburgh, New York, and Burlington at 44 being two examples. The combination of wall-to-wall sunshine, light wind, and a gradual influx of warmer air feeding around the western flank of high pressure centered over Pennsylvania are helping temperatures recover rapidly. As of midday, they stand in the upper 50s to mid-60s and will climb further to afternoon highs in the mid-60s to mid-70s, some 15 to 20 degrees above normal for the date. Even Mount Washington is balmy for this date, with a current reading of a little over 40 degrees at the summit. The story is simple. Strong high pressure at the surface is co-located with a massive ridge aloft. And together, the two will keep us dry and unseasonably mild through Monday as they drift east-northeast and off the mid-Atlantic coast. It has been quite dry during the past 6 to 8 weeks, and fine fuels have become extremely dry. With low relative humidity today and tomorrow, fire risk is moderate. We can be thankful that winds today are light. Tomorrow, the south-to-southwest wind will ramp up a bit as the high moves offshore, so be careful if you've got any plans for burning any debris. The next chance for rain will arise on Tuesday into Wednesday, as a trough now over the center of the country digs eastward and amplifies. Low pressure developing on the southern end of a slowly moving cold front now over the center of the country will lift northeastward along that front at that time and bring us a period of showery rains. If we're fortunate, we'll pick up between a half inch and an inch and a half of rain between Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday morning. Time will tell. In the tropics, all is quiet at the moment as the season winds down. However, larger-scale modulations in tropical convection suggest that conditions could become favorable for late-season tropical cyclone formation in the southwest Caribbean in 6 to 10 days, so that will be an area to watch by the end of the upcoming week or next weekend. Now, on to the regional forecast. This afternoon, sunny, highs 65 to 75, light variable wind tending to go into the west to southwest, less than 10 miles per hour this afternoon. For tonight, mostly clear. Lows generally 40 to 50, but with some mid to upper 30s in cold hollows of northeast Vermont and northern New Hampshire, and a few low 50s in the St. Lawrence, Richelieu, and northern Champlain valleys. Light variable wind except south to southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour in the St. Lawrence, Richelieu, and northern Champlain valleys. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, continued unseasonably mild, highs 68 to 76, south-to-southwest wind freshening to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy and mild, lows 40 to 50, except in the 50s through the St. Lawrence, Richelieu, and Champlain and Hudson valleys, and Monday, filtered sunshine, high 67 to 75. From the Fairbanks Museum, I'm meteorologist Steve Maleski with An Eye on the Sky.